السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. من ديزل بي كانت تقوم بسنجيز in the مسجد بي سلام تسام كل الدنيا سلام تقوم بسنجيز in the مسجد بي سلام تسام كل الدنيا سلام تقوم بسنجيز سلام to everybody. May Allah also love us for the safety of God. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعزنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا وما يشعرون. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, whatever advice we may share is first to me. I sincerely regard every Muslim better than myself, especially those senior ulama who are teaching the fifth class in the Darul Ulooms, 6-7 hours of the day. They are the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Your claim to be pious, Allah Ta'ala's best way is most pious. And sometimes Allah Ta'ala's is deemed worth from fasting. Father, people like myself, with all my shortcomings, Allah has given me the opportunity of sharing some advices in this resting masjid on a Friday Jumma platform. I recite the first from Surah Baqarah Alif Lam Mim, the first para of the Quran, ayats number 8 to 10, 9 and 10. Allah speaks about the qualities of the hypocrites and the munafiqeen that existed during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today the political news that is happening in our country and different cities and countries of the world, it is well informed through the media, social media, whatever. And part of the political problem the Muslim countries are facing, especially the situation in Palestine, Gaza, in Syria, India, and many other countries of the world, is the hypocrites that are amongst the sincere practicing Muslims. Since the golden era of Rasulullah, the hypocrites policy is divided. One is you have an open enemy. He says, I'm a non-Muslim. And Aliyah Zubillah goes to the non-Muslim places of worship, does not read Salah, does not read Quran, whatever. But when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Makkah to Medina Munawwarah, there were two famous tribes amongst the Arabs, Aus and Khazraj. And many people among the Aus and Khazraj tribe, they accepted Islam. And there were some of them, they were adamant in not accepting Islam. And there was one person by the name of Abdullah bin Ubay. Imagine such a beautiful name, Abdullah bin Ubay. And in his, when Rasulullah made hijrah to Medina, they also came to live in Medina. And then Abdullah bin Ubay had the desire that he must rule Medina Munawwara. He must be the leader between Makkah and Umayyah. Allah says in another verse of the Quran, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. In 28 Surah Al-Munafiqun, Allah says, these hypocrites come to your gathering and they say, we have iman, but in reality they do not have iman. They, behind your back, they say things against Allah, against Rasulullah, against the Quran. So Allah says in these verses of Surah Baqarah also, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Amongst your people, there are those who say we believe in Allah and in the final day, the day of Qiyamah, where they are not believers, they are speaking lies. Then the next verse in that Allah says, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْكُرُونَ. They attempt to fool Allah and the believers, but they only fool themselves without realizing it. Our beloved Rasulullah used to get divine wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the angel of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam informed Rasulullah of the deen of the hypocrites. Today we cannot judge who is a hypocrite. And we must give the benefit of the doubt. إِيَّاكُمْ وَالزَّنْفَ إِنَّ الزَّنَّ أَكْزَبُ الْحَسِيدِ. Hadith, do not have even opinions on others. And then however, the illuminating discourses of the Quran, the English translation was done by Hazrat Mufti Abdul Hussein Ilyas, rahmatullah alayhi, to give a Jummah talk or to quote an ayat of the Quran. We cannot make mistakes, it's an amanat. If I say something wrong on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will take me to task. So I prepare my Jummah Bayan, how I can serve our Muslim community in the best of my ability. So in eliminating discourses of the Quran, is a narration from Bukhari Sharif. Hadith Huzaifah radiallahu anhu stated, Nifaq was prevalent during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nowadays there exists either Islam or Kufr. The commentators of Ahadith have interpreted the statement to mean that people cannot assess the condition of each other's heart. None can say for sure whether another person is a munafiq, hypocrite or not. Nifaq was demonized during Rasulullah's time because Allah used to inform Nabi about who exactly the munafiq they were. A person can also term another as a kafir unless he hears some ambiguous words of kufr from his lips. Otherwise, a person must be regarded as a Muslim if he calls himself one. On page 38, volume 1, on commentary of this verse, this hidayat, this guidance I mentioned. And sincerity and humility demands that we must all fear hypocrisy. During the golden era of Rasulullah, Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu, once he's telling, he said, no, I'm a hypocrite. And he went to put Sahad Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, other senior Sahaba. And he said, no, I'm a hypocrite. So they asked him, what are you saying? He said, when I'm in the masjid, in the company of Rasulullah, my iman is on the increase. And I do such good actions that will take me to Jannah. But when I leave the masjid, when I sit with my family members or my friends, then the level of iman goes down. And I'm not in the same frame of mind when thinking about Akhirah, Jannah and Jahannam. So they said, let's go to Rasulullah and explain our condition to Rasulullah. They came to Rasulullah and explained the condition. Nabi Sallallahu mentioned that guilt in your heart of being a munafiq. That guilt is a sign that you are you got concern of coming back to the masjid. You got concern of sitting in the company of Muslims again and again. Today also on a Friday we see how many people coming for Salah. And the other days of the week, how many people are coming? So it's our concern that to dine with Imam, read our Salah in Jama'ah. Then there's another verse when there's disunity, fights, war taking place. The other sign of the hypocrites and the munafiqeen. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. In ayat number 11 and 12 of Surah Baqarah, when it is told to this hypocrite, the nasrat, energy and mischief on earth, they said, we are coming as reformers, as peacekeepers. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Behold, they are the mischief makers, but they do not put their arms, they do not perceive. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. When they are told, believe and have iman like people who have iman, say, should we believe like the fools believe? Behold, they are indeed the fools, but they know it not. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلُوا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. When they meet the believers, they say, we believe and we are befriending you. And when they are alone with the devils and the shaitans from the human form, they say, we are certainly with you. We were only jesting and joking. اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ وَيَمُدُّهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Is Allah who jests with them and they wander blind in their valley. So today also we have these hypocritical friends. They come as peacekeepers, but they're not coming as Christopher. Secretly they give arms to the enemies of the Muslims and they say, kill the Muslims, destroy the Muslims and madrasas, etc. May Allah protect us. And those sincere mujahideen are sacrificing their lives. And Allah knows the sacrifices. And Allah has created high ranks in Jannah for our martyrs and for our shuhada. Now, we are in the city of Durban. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. Allah does not put a responsibility on a person which they cannot bear. Now one is we make dua for those that are suffering in other cities and countries of the world, especially in Palestine, Gaza, etc. But also we must support those ulama organizations that are collecting funds to assist them. But we must realize one day we are going to die and we have to prepare for our Jannah, for our Akhirah. For that, there are certain good actions that will make our iman strong. One is be regular with our Faraz Salah on the prescribed time. Especially, males try to lead in Jama'ah. Second is that for our necessities, we go to the shopping centers and the malls. Either we will buy something for ourselves, or either we got a shop or a business of our own. But if there's music being played, don't take enjoyment from the music. There will be sending out females, don't cast lustful glances, control our gazes. Read hot kalima in the marketplaces. And we cannot take part in any parties and functions of the non-Muslims. They may say the food is halal, but Christmas cake and incorrect statements about Nabi Isa alayhi salam, aliyazu billah. They say Jesus is God, the Son of God. We must recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Isa alayhi salam is a Nabi of Allah and he cannot be God or the Son of God. Similarly, anywhere where alcohol is being served and the food could be halal, we We cannot sit close by where alcohol is being served, where there is seminal females, and all these things. So let us protect our iman, and for the sake of Allah, we abstain from haram. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Whoever out of the fear of Allah abstains from haram, Jannah, paradise, is waiting for us. And Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. Do not go close to adultery. A strange male and strange female cannot be alone. Sometimes in a lift also, in an office, or workplace, or even in a vehicle. And the third person will be the whispers of shaitan. And there are so much halal, permissible things for us to do. We don't have to go to haram. The moment people reach the age of puberty, we have a stable income, roti, kapra, makan, is the husband's responsibility. Obviously, if a boy sent a proposal to a girl, the parents want to know what work, what employment he's got. There's nothing wrong in finding out. We do want the nikah to take place, and then the son-in-law is unemployed, and the whole financial burden is put on the in-laws again. So Allah grant everybody a halal, permissible income, and Islam does not promote laziness. We must work to earn our halal rozi. May Allah protect our iman and protect us from hypocrisy. And the dua, Allahumma tahhir qalbi min al-nifaq wa amali min al-riya wa lisani min al-kisb wa aynina min al-khiyana fa innaka ta'lamu khainata al-aqli wa ma tukhfi as-sudur.